Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Dana Kunze.
Good morning.
Dana, of course, most of us in the area know that you're the superintendent of the Griswold Schools. But today we're going to talk about something a lot further away than Griswold. We're going to talk about China. When did you visit China?
Well, I had the opportunity to go last fall, early November.
And what was, the common question? What was the weather like when you were there?
Their weather is very much like ours, so we wore light jackets, and that worked for most of the days.
Uh-huh.
There was one or two days I wish I'd have packed a little something more. But
But for the most part, very good. So let's talk a little bit about a couple of your highlights. I know, and we want to be sure we tell people now and at the end of the program, that you're going to be giving a program at Lewis Library this coming Thursday evening at 7 o'clock. So we don't want to steal all your thunder, but, a couple of those things that you can just go, oh, my goodness, this was wonderful.
All right. Yeah, I'll try to do that. Well, first of all, I should tell you a little bit about the process.
Sure. It,
this was an offer through the Confucius Institute, also associated with the Hanban Group, and they want American educators to come visit educational facilities in China to start a dialogue, to hopefully start up second language programs, and possibly even make a connection where we might hire an interim teacher or perhaps even a full-time teacher. But it's just an opportunity to get to know each other a little bit better. So it is a sponsored trip. There's an application process. It is competitive, but each year they take about 400 people from the United States. And this is the same this last year. They took 420 of us and accepted from all over the country. There were three of us from Iowa, and we had to get to New York, and we flew out of New York and flew over to Beijing, a 14-hour trip over the pole.
Interesting.
And we were in Beijing a couple of days, and then they broke us down into smaller groups and sent us out to smaller cities. And I say that laughingly because the city I went to was 13 million. So they were large, beautiful cities that most of us went to see. And truly one of the highlights was getting to see the elementary school that we went to and the high school that we went to. Of course, uniforms were the standard at those schools. And I wasn't surprised by the fact that we were seeing very, very high-quality facilities because they were only, of course, going to show us their very best. And the children were wonderful. They wanted to come over and have dialogue with you, and we attended an art class where they presented us their artwork, which was a lot of fun. Had a student want to come up and practice his English on me, which was grateful because I certainly couldn't have practiced my Mandarin on him.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a wonderful time. We, at both facilities, the high school and the elementary school, got to see them in their recreation yard. And I'm saying it that way because there was a very formal way that they do exercise in the morning, with about 15 minutes of very choreographed moves and exercises, stretches, and things. And then they have some free time, and it looks like any other playground that you might have been to.
Just running around doing their own thing after that.
Yes,
huh? Yeah.
Yes.
But isn't that interesting? Did they do this before they started classes?
No, I'd say it was mid-morning.
Okay.
Or later morning, but I think they probably altered their schedule a little bit for us, so that we got to see that part of the day because, we did both of those schools on the same day, and when we got to the high school, we were later morning, and they did those exercises there as
mm-hmm.
well. And it is quite amazing because they fill a football field of uniformed students, and everybody knows the moves and quite choreographed. And I guess if you can think back to the Olympic Games when they had so many choreographed things that they were presenting in the opening ceremonies, You're standing there watching these school children. You go, yep, I get it.
Uh-huh.
They've been trained very well for a long time.
And that description just changed. I had this picture in my mind of, like our size school with maybe 50 kids doing this. No, you're talking a whole football field of kids
yes.
doing this.
Yeah.
Okay. And Dana, I'm thinking there's some research that says that exercise really not only exercises the body but also the mind, that they're going to learn better.
Well, it does. Movement is important. We've known that for a long time. In fact, we're starting to back it with some legislation here in the United States that we want kids out and moving a certain amount of the day. And even around the classroom, teachers are encouraged for, you know, movement within the classroom. That, you know, sitting in a chair is just about as much fun as it sounds like. Mm-hmm. So.
None of us like to do that very long. So,
you know, it's pretty static. Yes. You know, for attention spans and things like that, it does help to have movement.
So, Dana, back to you, did you ever get into the rural areas at all, or were you always in small cities?
We were in cities, and here again, they weren't real wild about us, you know, getting to see much other than what they wanted to show us. I'd say even when we were having conversations with students, there was almost always an adult standing right there. And you had the feeling it was more than just trying to make the translation work smoothly. It was listening to what was being said, mm-hmm. both ways.
Okay, you mentioned translation. Were there any students that really spoke English well, or was most of it through translation?
I'd say the high school students are speaking it pretty well by the time they are getting to their sophomore year, what we'd equate to a sophomore year. When we attended a science class and an English class, they were able to speak well enough that they didn't need an interpreter. Mm-hmm. And then I'm not saying it was perfect English. It
sure.
certainly wasn't, but you could communicate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very interesting. What about anything else that you're going to say, when I was in China, this really surprised me? Or was it pretty much what you thought?
I'd say what surprised me was the level of modernization and the amount of construction that's going on. The city that I was in was Tianjin, and a city of 13 million, and I don't think I'm overestimating when I say there were over 200 high-rises being constructed mm-hmm. at the time. And, you know, to put that in perspective, right before I left for China, I was in downtown New York, and I saw one building with a crane on it mm-hmm. being constructed. You know, mm-hmm. just incredible amount of infrastructure going on. They're building high-speed trains so that people are going to be able to commute the 90 miles into Beijing in 45 minutes, and loads and loads of infrastructure. Very impressive. They certainly are gearing up. And then the other thing that kind of surprised me was the amount of very familiar things that you see. Walmart, KFC, McDonald's, they're everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I think many of our companies have decided that's where they can make more profit, is they can move to some of those countries that are really growing. And most of us do not have that picture, I think, of China. We're still thinking of old China.
And you see glimpses of it. I'd say people of my age and maybe a little bit older, maybe into their 50s and 60s, are still getting around the city the way they always have, by bicycle. You see lots of bicycles, but you don't see as many as you used to. The younger generation is driving, you know, cars, not all of them little dinky cars like we might think, but sports cars. Their economy is really changing. And I think there's some potential there for some rough times ahead as they go from their really ancient traditions and moving into this modern era of people spending their own money on themselves rather than saving it for the next mm-hmm. generation. I think it'll cause some interesting, probably turmoil mm-hmm. within their own society.
Well, people can learn more about your experience this Thursday evening. I think that's at 7 o'clock at the Lewis Library.
Yes, I have
Dana?
Lots and lots of pictures I hope to be able to show. We made it to the Great Wall, which is a lifetime dream of
yes.
mine. And I now no longer just call it the Great Wall. We were in the mountains, so it was the Great Staircase. Steps,
miles,
and steps, and steps.
Miles of it, yes. Well, I know that people will have questions for you and enjoy your pictures. So, again, everybody's invited to the Lewis Library and Cultural Center, I believe is what I should be saying, at 7 o'clock on the 11th this Thursday.
That's right. Hope to see you there.
All right. Thank you very much, Dana Kunze, for visiting with us. And until next time, here's a thought from Danny Kay. Life is a great big canvas, and you should throw all the paint on it you can.